This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The district attorney's office announced that it has filed charges against a man known locally as Michael Eshkapur, who was accused of falsely representing himself as a dentist over the past 3 years. Eshkapur purchased Eel River Valley Dental in 2014 and operated the business until 2016. Eshkapur is accused of practicing dentistry without a license, along with fraud related to billing and insurance claims. Fortuna Police investigated Eshkapur, who was also accused of using a false dentist license. He will be back in court in October. Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest report good news regarding the marble fire burning in the Orleans Ranger District. Containment is listed at 90%, and control of the fire has been turned back over to the Six Rivers National Forest. The marble fire has scorched about 330 acres. Full containment is expected by the end of the week. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and Virginia Bass has submitted a proclamation honoring former Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, a proclamation that was introduced at a Rotary Club event last week. Mills is now the police chief in the city of Santa Cruz. The board has also issued a letter of support for Coast Seafoods ahead of a Coastal Commission hearing next month that could determine whether the seafood company can continue to operate its shellfish beds on Humboldt Bay. Coast Seafood currently operates just under 300 acres on the bay for oyster production, and last month, an expansion of the beds was denied. The board points out the importance of aquaculture to the local economy and the success the county has had in developing shellfish industries on the bay. The board will receive a report from Agricultural Commissioner Jeff Dolph on the scope of the marijuana track and trace program in the state. The cities of Eureka and Rio Del have expressed interest in coordinating with the county for a local track and trace program, and the supervisors will consider whether or not to implement a similar program for the local cannabis industry, with an eye toward future labeling and branding. In other business, the supervisors will approve a memorandum of understanding with Redwood Coast Regional Center to provide mental health services, and the 3-year agreement would cost the county about $15,000. The board will give the final approval for the Mary Court subdivision that will be located on county property just outside of Eureka on Manzanita Avenue east of Harrison. And Public Works has requested the board approve an agreement between the county and the KPA Consultant Group for the design of firefighting facilities at the county airport. And the supervisors will also approve the consolidation of special district elections and proposed tax initiatives for the November 7th ballot. An Arcata man lost his life in a collision on Highway 299 in Trinity County in an area between Salyer and Hawkins Bar on Sunday afternoon at just before 4 o'clock. The unidentified victim was riding his motorcycle eastbound on 299 when he allowed his bike to drift into the opposite lane where it collided with a westbound SUV driven by a Bayside resident. The motorcycle rider was ejected from the bike and suffered fatal injuries at the scene. Identification is pending, notification of kin. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's deputies responded to the Avenue of the Giants yesterday morning at just before 8 o'clock after a woman called 911 to report she had just been carjacked at gunpoint. She said a bald, adult white male walked to her vehicle and pulled her out at gunpoint and then fled the scene in the stolen car. The vehicle was later recovered on Dyerville Loop Road after it was abandoned. The suspect remains at large. The sheriff's office has released surveillance photos of two men wanted in connection with the theft of tens of thousands of dollars in property and equipment from a property on Elk Ridge Road in Briceland. The victim contacted the sheriff's office yesterday to report that for the second time this month, two men came to the property and walked off with large water tanks, solar panels, electronic equipment, and batteries. The two suspects and their Ford F-150 diesel short bed pickup can be seen in the photos, and the search for the suspects is ongoing. Jordan Christmas has news from the Drug Task Force.
The Humboldt County Drug Task Force and the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant at the residence of 23-year-old James Boatsman, who was arrested over the weekend on drug possession and firearm charges. Law enforcement acquired a search warrant for Boatsman, and a traffic stop was conducted on Highway 101 near Richardson's Grove on Saturday. A search of the vehicle turned up nearly 3 pounds of suspected heroin, as well as a loaded firearm, and Boatsman was arrested and booked into jail. More arrests are expected as the investigation continues.
And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.